Chris and Kira on 2FM.
How about we get right down to some serious business? Friend of the show, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, is here with us. He comes in every week, and I love it because he gets to tell us all about the new movies before we're anywhere near them. Before they're even released, Brian has already seen them. He can tell us what it is that's going on with them, whether we should be seeing them, where we should be avoiding them. He gets to go to all of the premieres, all of the press screenings, and it's very cool stuff. And he, of course, works with Entertainment.ie as their movie editor.
Thank you.
Entertainment.ie, go online, check it out. And while you're online, you'll do two things. You'll head on to entertainment.ie and you'll also follow Brian on Twitter at Brian M-L-L-O-Y-D. People make fun of me for how I say that, by the way, as well.
Yeah, because like Lottie Ryan and like Owen McDermott were making fun of you.
Yes, and I want to say that I say at Brian M-L-L-O-Y-D, so everyone goes online and gives you a follow.
Thank
and you know what? I'm sorry if I'm a good friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank
at
you.
Brian M-L-L-O-Y-D.
We call you Brian M.
I know, right? Well, look.
I
also think it makes you sound more distinguished as well.
You can't please everyone, can you?
There you go.
So
you
Brian
will always be Brian M. Lloyd to me.
Me too. Whenever I'm talking about you, Brian, as well, I'm like, oh yeah, Brian M.
Yeah, actually, I meant to say that to you. Yeah, because people have said that before. They're like, oh yeah, he was talking about you and he keeps calling you Brian M. Lloyd.
I'm just like, that's your name. That's your trademark, Brian.
Okay.
That's who you are. You're Brian M. Lloyd.
Okay.
You know?
I like it.
Okay. Some people
I wouldn't
like
have you any other way.
Cher and you know Cheryl, they only have one name. You're Brian M. Lloyd.
I've got three.
Yeah, exactly. You're but look, there you go. You're Brian M. Lloyd. What's that French guy's name that Cheryl's married to? Because I think that another name would
What's
suit
his
you.
First name? Do you know?
No, well there you go.
I don't know.
Hey, look, let's get into this. Mm-hmm. Brian is here. He comes in every week and you get to see all the films. You get to go to all the premieres. What have you seen recently?
Before we get into that,
yeah.
Oh my God, I've totally got news.
Okay.
Star Wars, the new trailer is happening this Friday. Oh my God, I'm so...
You're this excited about a trailer.
I'm this excited. You were excited about Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, okay?
I was excited about
Let
the trailer.
Let me have my moment.
Yeah.
Let him have his excitement.
I will.
Let
me so
have
my it's excitement. Out this Friday.
It's out this
the,
Friday.
The trailer.
The
proper studio trailer now.
Now, remind us again who's directing it and what famous people are in it.
Okay, J.J. Abrams, who did Star Trek and who did Lost and did Alias. Remember Alias? Wasn't Alias so good?
Alias was so good.
Was all right. That was Jennifer...
Jennifer Garner. Sydney Barstow. Yeah, he's still alive. But he's directing it. You have the original cast. That's Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia. But you've also got Donald Gleeson, you have John Boyega, you have who's the other one? Daisy Ridley, you have Max von Sydow, you have Andy Serkis from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings, Gollum, he's going to be in it.
Okay, cool.
I'm not feeling the excitement, but it's all on this
Brian
side of the room.
Brian is listing names I don't know.
I'm really happy for Donald Gleeson.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's cool to see an Irish actor. So that's out this Friday.
That's out this Friday.
And of course, that is big film news.
That
and you're right.
Totally
that is definitely
news.
Worth a mention. Absolutely.
And Jurassic World.
Also, there is a trailer for that out.
There's a trailer
absolutely.
For that. That's going to be out on Thursday.
That does look great, in fairness.
It does, doesn't it? And Chris Pratt as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But look.
Oh, Kira.
Brian, let's get to what film you've seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
The film I have for you this week is Horrible Bosses 2.
Okay.
Did any of you see the first one?
No.
I didn't get a chance to, funnily enough. I missed it.
Yeah, and you know
How
what?
How was right? it?
It's one of those films that like everybody finds really, really funny. And I seen it and I was like, yeah, it's funny, but it's like, I'm not...
What would you have given the first one out of 10?
I don't know, like 6 out of 10?
Right.
Okay, let's remind people who's in Horrible Bosses.
Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Jennifer
right?
Aniston's in it and she plays this kind of sex-addicted dentist. And it's Charlie Day, Jason Sudeikis, who is married to Olivia Wilde, and Jason Bateman, who people may know from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the three of them. The first one, the three of them were working for three horrible bosses and they basically set out to kill their horrible bosses because they were...
Sure,
they were
exactly.
Dicks.
Horrible bosses.
Yeah, and Colin Farrell was one, and Kevin Spacey was one, and
that sounds like a good cast.
It's no, it was no. Don't get me wrong, like, it was a good film, but like people were talking about it, like I know the way you're, Chris, you're like very kind of meh about Anchorman.
No, I'm very mad about the second one. The first one was good. The first one was good.
Fine.
The second one was
bad. But so this follows on from it, and what's going on is the three guys from the original one have set up their own company, and they've teamed up with Christoph Waltz, who you might know from Inglourious Basterds. Also, another bit of movie news: he is going to be the new baddie in the next Bond film.
Well, there you
go.
That
sounds good.
That does sound cool.
It does, doesn't it?
So how do they do the situation? So there's three new horrible bosses.
More or less, yeah. Basically, they're bosses now, right? What happens is Christoph Waltz teams up with them to set up this company, and Christoph Waltz's character gets into a lot of financial trouble and basically bankrupts the company.
Okay.
And him and his son, Chris Pine from Star Trek, who was Kirk in Star Trek, he plays his son. So long story short, the three of them come up with an idea to basically ransom his son, Chris spying to get the money that he swindled back for them. And they bring in Jamie Foxx, who was Mother Effer Jones in the first one.
Yeah.
And it's...
How is it?
It's funny enough.
Is there any nudity in it? No.
Yeah. Okay. But it's,
do you see Jennifer Aniston like even kind of half nude?
She, right.
Do you see her in lingerie? Even?
Yeah, you see her in lingerie, okay. And she's like,
how's that?
Really, really skimpy.
Cool.
It's kind of cool, and she like.
Is she wearing a thong or just a normal? Normal getup.
Okay. Yeah, well, like it's very revealing. I'll say that.
Good. What and would she, you give this out of 10?
I don't know, like 5 out of
10. Okay, 5. Fair enough. And how long is it?
I don't know, like an hour and a half. Okay. 100 minutes.
Okay. So like it didn't blow you away, but you
know, no.
It didn't annoy you too much either.
No.
It wasn't that offensive.
No, it was fine. It was just, I was kind of sitting, I was like, yeah, it's fine and it's whatever, yeah. But I'm just kinda...
Is there any highlight? Is there anything, like, I mean, nothing really did it? You seem fairly nonplussed
I'm
about
nonplussed
it, as they say.
I'm nonplussed about the whole thing.
All
right. But I hear, right, there's another film out really quickly. Another film out called Paddington.
Okay.
Paddington Bear.
And you'd
I didn't
you recommend
get to see
that,
it.
Did you?
No, I didn't get to see it, but everyone who has seen it was like, oh, it's amazing. Mm. It's really, really good, but I didn't get to see it.
Paddington.
Were you a fan of Paddington when you were a kid, Chris?
Not really, no. Like, I know. Of him, but like
you see a big thing, like if any of your relatives ever went to London, you
get
like
a Paddington
key or keyring or something like that.
So okay, so you'd seen
so
say
is
go
it
see
an
that.
Animated
it's no, it's like a CGI thing.
Oh, sounds horrible.
No.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
There was a big thing about it as well because it was given a PG-13 rating in England.
Sure.
For mild sexual references.
Oh,
and what
is there any nudity in it?
I don't know. I haven't
hope
seen
so.
It.
I hope there's a bit of nudity.
It's a kids movie, but there's PG-13. That doesn't make
sense. But they do that with Shrek and stuff. Like Shrek has a load of innuendo in it.
Yeah, but like I mean,
it's still not PG-13.
It's still not PG-13. No, not at all. And in fact, as well, the hilarious thing was right was that I got a PG-13 rated in England, but here it got like a U, like a general.
Yeah, we're obviously harder than them English. You know
think?
Yeah, our kids can take it.
Exactly,
our kids can totally take it.
Yeah, them feckin' English softies can't. Exactly, that's what it is. Well, Brian, so you're saying that Paddington's out this weekend, this Friday, as is Horrible Bosses 2. Uh-huh. Horrible Bosses 2. You saw it.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to blow you away.
Not
in fact,
really.
I think Brian nearly fell asleep telling us about Horrible Bosses.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I fell asleep during the drop. That was last week.
You did not.
I did. I actually fell asleep for the last like 30 minutes of the drop. I fell asleep.
Well,
conked out. I couldn't do it.
Poor Brian. He had,
really
he had a long day,
though.
In fairness. Yeah. Well, look, there you go. So, Horrible Boss is not blowing you away. 5 out of 10, I suppose. If there's nothing else going on, you might give it a watch.
Give it a watch.
All right. Well, look, Brian, you also come in and you have some other very important things that you do with us, as well as, of course, giving us all the latest movie news. Jeez, you had loads of movie news for us
I'm
tonight.
I'm so sorry.
That was a lot.
Full of it. But, no, that's fine. But tonight, you also, as you do every week, will be doing a film quiz with us. So, Brian, how's this going to work?
Well.
Yeah.
I have 3 audio clips.
Yes.
I need either the name of the film, the name of the actor, or the name of the character.
That's nice and broad, in fact.
Nice and broad.
So, as always, it's 3 for me and it's 3 for Kira.
Yes.
Brian, you're the boss, and being the boss, you have to make certain decisions. Who is going first?
Who won last week?
I don't remember. I genuinely
you
don't.
You won.
Did I won last week.
He did, no, and he won really well. He got 3 out of 3.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
He had a really good win.
Well, look, so will I go first this week then?
Please.
All right, Chris, here is your first clip. Here we go.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, sir, yes, sir.
Bold, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
I don't know. Full Metal Jacket.
Okay.
That's why
it's got to be some army movie.
That's why I said Full Metal Jacket.
Actually, I have no idea.
Okay. Full Metal Jacket is what I'm saying. Here is clip number 2 for you, Chris.
Come on, admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
Occasionally, maybe, when you aren't acting like a scoundrel.
Scoundrel? Scoundrel? I like the sound of that.
I have no idea.
Really?
I don't even know what that is. Leslie Nielsen.
What?
Do you know what, Chris? I would have said Leslie Nielsen too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, there's a bit of a...
Brian, you have to remember how ignorant I am
when
it comes to
like,
all this. Like,
we've been doing this a long time, Chris.
Brian still gets frustrated when I give crap answers.
But
as though like there's any hope of me not giving crap answers, Brian. I'm a lost cause when it comes
to
this.
Like,
come on.
Like,
I try my hardest.
We've been at this a while now. You know, something must be...
We've been at this like 3 years. No, nothing. I'm sorry.
Not even
Tom Selleck. I don't know.
Ah, Jesus.
Well, look, here you go. Here's clip number 3 for Chris. See how we do with this.
Excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Les.
Put that cookie down!
Oh, come on.
Now!
Come on.
Okay, I think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't know who the other guy is. Like you're actually, Kevin Spacey?
No, but I will tell you, it's really interesting about that guy. I'll tell you after.
All right, then. Well, interesting. Okay, well, those are my three clips. Kira, are you ready for your three clips this evening?
Well, I hope they're easier than your three clips.
Jesus, hear my clips.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
They weren't hard.
Brian, they were impossible.
No, they weren't.
They were so difficult.
You check the text when this is done. There's going to be like, just, yeah.
No, I'm not even going to look at them because it'll be, how can you not get that? You're a dickhead. But anyway, Kira, here is clip number one for you. Are you ready, baby?
I'm ready, baby.
Let's do this.
Well, when Maury told me what you were willing to do, I...
Todd! Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake.
Okay, that's Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell in Zoolander.
Oh, Kira. Oh. Well, good for you. So there you go. That's Kira's first clip. Let's do Kira's next clip. Kira, are you ready for your next clip?
Let's
here we go.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets
Elaine Dietrich.
Huh?
Is it Elaine Dietrich? I'm not pronouncing her surname properly. She died there recently.
Marlene Dietrich.
No, not Marlene Dietrich. She played Alec Baldwin's mother in...
Oh, Elaine Stritch.
Elaine Stritch.
Was that your answer, Kira?
Yeah, because I don't know who that woman is.
I don't think that's
the answer. And I don't think that's the answer either.
That's not a woman, but
well,
okay.
Kira,
really?
Here we
that
go.
That wasn't a woman.
No.
I thought that was
I'm
a woman.
I'm so confused.
Fairness. No, I thought that was a woman,
it's
too.
It's like Nina Simone all over again. Go on.
Or Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, Tracy Chapman.
All right, Kira, here's your third clip. Now listen, okay?
I'm told you're a hell of a chopper pilot. The best, sir.
I'm not getting on the chopper with this nut job, man.
Yeah, that's a good... You know, was he another one of your projects?
I'm a real soldier. I'm a ranger, baby. I'm worried.
Well, Kira,
I have no idea.
These were possibly the three most difficult film clips ever had.
So weren't.
That's obviously like an army chopper movie, and it's just.
Say Full Metal Jacket. It could be Full Metal Jacket.
Tom Cruise. I don't know.
Oh my God. Sorry, oh my actual God.
All right, Brian. I think you have way overestimated Kira and I's ability this evening. Like Kira and I are kind of pass students.
Yeah,
you're giving us the like leaving cert applied paper.
I'm not.
You're giving us the like you know the thing above honors
you know
maths.
Chris, no, I think that when Brian reveals to us who these people are, me and you'll be like, oh,
this is bullshit.
We should have known.
There is no tiebreaker, I don't believe. I believe
I
won.
Made.
Well, yes, let's listen
if
to the
want.
Tiebreaker and see how we do. But anyway, I won.
You did.
I got two, which is astonishing.
Pretty good.
And Kira got one, so there you go. How about we listen to the tiebreaker anyway, for the fun of it?
Sure.
Will we do that? All right.
Sure.
Well, every week, Brian also has a tiebreaker for us because he's always prepared. He always comes in ready to go, ready to meet whatever might happen in here. And sometimes there is a musical round and there is a tiebreaker. Obviously, there wasn't that this evening. However... How about we get right into it and we play the tiebreaker? Obviously, it would have been first person in there. Let's just play it anyway. Let's just do this.
I am Gunnery Sergeant.
Oh, right.
Staying Alive.
What film? Saturday
Staying
Night.
Alive.
Is that the name of the film?
Oh, no. It's the name
of
the
film. Yeah, exactly, Kieran. Saturday Night Fever. There you go. All right.
Oh, yeah.
But I said the name of the song, which is Staying Alive.
Well, that's not the film.
But I need the
this
name
isn't
of the film.
A song quiz.
Oh, I remember.
It's here by the way you walk in.
Oh.
You should
have been the Bee Gees, actually. I actually think I found the band that the two of you should have been in.
We should be in a Bee Gees tribute
band. You should have been in the Bee Gees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because those high voices, the pitches.
Wasn't
that
it
you
amazing
do?
How I could hit that high note there? Oh yeah! All right, well, Brian, that's enough of that. Thank you, Brian. That's more than enough of that. How about we give a big thanks to Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, who was in the studio with us,
thank
of course.
You.
Yeah, let's give him a big round of applause.
Yay.
I'm going to turn down that.
Turn down for what?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, big thanks, of course, to Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. He is the film editor with entertainment.ie. Entertainment.ie. Go online, check it out, as well as that, of course. He is on Twitter at Brian M. L-L-O-Y-E. Oh, yeah. See what I did there? It was like a theme. I sung it into the song.
I got it.
That was clever. Anyway, at Brian M L L O Y D is his Twitter. And everyone should go online and they should check it out. Chris and Kira. 2FM.